recorded live right here in Little Rock, Arkansas. It's Larry's Rants, Raves, and Reviews. And now, here is Larry.
Hey, everybody. We are excited. I've been honestly looking forward to this show since we started this, Randy. I know. I'm telling you, it's going to be a power-packed show. It really is.
I think so.
And happy Thanksgiving to everybody. We're excited, and we have my beautiful brainiac daughter here. Her name is Courtney, and she's in from Dallas, Texas, and she's here to record with us tonight. And we're going to have a great time. We're going to talk to you about the American toxic load. Okay. Mm-hmm. So Randy, and I think you and I, the best way to handle this is just to throw it to Courtney and let her take off, and we'll hang on for the ride, and we'll ask questions, and we'll discuss whatever we need to. A lot of this has become popular because of RFK Jr.
Right.
And what he's doing. But Courtney has some personal dog in this hunt, if you will, and has done a lot of research. So, Courtney, welcome to the show, and we're going to let you have at it, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Thanks for having me. Just to get started, I want to throw out a disclaimer. I am not a medical professional. I am a mental health professional. So I do have an LPC in the state of Texas. So a lot of this that has come across my way has been for very personal reasons within my family, but then also watching several of my clients like have multiple struggles and realizing that this played a key role in a crossover between physical health and also mental health. I'll break some of that down more later, but I always like to just kind of throw it out there of like, I'm just a concerned mother and also a concerned human being for what we have going on. So to kind of paint a picture of the American toxic load, I'm going to kind of rattle off a whole bunch of stuff. This may seem and feel overwhelming as you get into these things. The best thing you can do is break it down and start doing your own research and little by little do elimination diets. So,
and it may be overwhelming,
yeah,
but it may also scare you to death.
That's true.
I always get overwhelmed on this show. So I'm used to it.
I'm hoping more than anything, it will just promote curiosity and us start to ask questions like, why? Why is this happening? Who benefits from this? What's going on in our bodies to create such chronic illnesses? So here's kind of like just a big picture. And I literally can't list off all the chemicals because we would be here for more than 24 hours to go through that many, just thousands. So some of these, I'm going to highlight some key ones that you may find in everyday products or things that maybe you have seen on a label and be like, what's this word? And again, I am not like an engineer, MD or anything. So I may not be able to like pronounce all of these. Mm-hmm. And I even was telling my dad the other day, sometimes if you can't pronounce it, maybe you shouldn't eat it. Maybe that's a place we should
probably
start.
Probably a pretty good idea.
Like, what is this? So, anyways.
Crappy. Yeah. I can pronounce crappy.
There you go.
Sometimes it's pronounced different, but.
Yeah.
But no, so here's just a generalized picture of the American toxic load. We have artificial dyes, chemicals like MSG, sugarlose, aspartame, fluoride, and chlorine, PFAS, which are forever chemicals, heavy metals, pesticides, vaccinations, overuse of antibiotics and pharmaceuticals, mold, RSBST, GMOs, which is genetically modified organism, which then leads to bioengineered food products and very highly processed foods. Then we have toxic stress, EMF exposure, social media and electronic addictions, and unhealed and unprocessed trauma. So this is to paint a picture of the load that pretty much most Americans are carrying. This load, it fills our inflammation buckets. And the way our bodies were created was to be able to handle certain things, to clear certain things out that come along our way. I mean, God designed our immune systems to do amazing, even miraculous things. However, when our load gets so heavy and all these things keep compounding and dripping into our inflammation bucket, it causes these like high increased risks. So that's the next part I'm going to kind of jump into.
And don't you think that we as Americans have become so used to living with the pains and the aches and everything, we just think it's natural?
Exactly.
And somebody like our age, Randy, we just say, well, you know, we're just getting older. Mm-hmm. Well, are we really? I mean, obviously we are.
Right.
But is this also caused from the fact that we're being poisoned by so many things?
Right.
And our government's allowing it? So.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So increased risk. Again, I'm just highlighting some things because if we went through like everything, I mean, we'd be here for days.
Sure.
So my goal here is just to open this up to, for us to start looking at it and then start moving through like maybe one part at a time and really listing out like, for example, today, later on, we're going to get into red dye 40 and we're going to talk specifically what that one causes and those issues, because you really do, you have to break it down. But the other important thing to note is all these chemicals and different things have been studied like individually, but they're never studied in combination. So then you're sitting here going, well, if this one can cause potentially this, this, and this, and then this one causes potentially this and this, and there's a lot of crossovers, then we're not looking at the combination of, well, now I just had red dye 40, yellow 5, blue 1, all in my food, as well as maybe sugarloaf, something else, and it's a combination factor. So why isn't that being studied when they're combined? So that's another thing I'll throw out there. But let's look at the increased risks here. So we have mental health issues, which, like I mentioned, in my practice, I see this go hand in hand, especially with red 40. So we're going to get into that later. But then we have thyroid issues and hormone disruption. This toxic load, it burdens the liver and causes an abundance of GI issues. In fact, I even looked into this. Like, most Americans are on antacids, right? And so I looked into, like, what are the cells? And so just for Tums alone, 60 million bottles are sold roughly a year.
Wow.
And that we're not even into the prescribed pharmaceuticals for antacids that are handed out all the time. Because you go in to your doctor, you're describing, like, these GI issues, and they're like, okay, well, here's an antacid. Why isn't anyone stopping to go, I wonder what caused this? How did we get to having like a 25-year-old that needs to be on an antacid or even a 6-year-old?
Well, in Tums and Rolaids is probably just the starting point.
Right.
That's when you move into the prescription drugs, right?
Right. Oftentimes. Yeah. And then if you look at Tums and Rolaids and some of these brands, they're chocked full of also, again, artificial dyes and things because they want to color them. So you have that going on, but then I also looked up and it's like last year in 2023, the US sales for antacids alone was $7.1 billion.
Wow.
Billion with a B.
With a B.
Wow.
And so that's just, we're at tip of the iceberg. Cause then as we start going, we look at diabetes, heart disease, high cholesterol, cancer, autoimmune issues. Then switching back a little bit to the mental health side of things, if we're looking at the diagnosis of like children that have neurodiversities, so let's talk about ASD, which is our autism spectrum disorder. It's right now, 1 in 36 U.S. children are diagnosed with autism right now. But absolutely. So like 1 in 36 U.S. children right now are diagnosed with autism. And then we have 1 in 9 U.S. children are diagnosed with ADHD.
Yeah.
Did we ever have those back when we were kids, Randy? Did we ever hear of that?
I never did.
So it obviously...
I probably had it, but...
Yeah, you probably did.
Well, and here's the deal. Like, when something becomes more prevalent is when it gets studied, right?
Right.
So then we have to ask ourselves, why did it become more prevalent?
Exactly.
And it goes back to that. And then somewhere that hits close to home in my family is PANS and PANDAS, which if you don't know, PANS, it stands for Pediatric Acute Onset Neuropsychiatric Syndrome. And that one specifically right now is 1 in 200 U.S. children are diagnosed with this. But yet people, and again, not to go on a huge tangent here, but with PANS, PANDAS specifically, insurances and doctors don't always agree with this diagnosis, even though there's plenty of research right now, because there's plenty going on. I mean, there's one here at AMS that's going on. And then there's Stanford, and there's multiple research institutes across the country, as well as it is identified over in the UK. But it's one of those things to look at to go, they're not even, that's probably even underreported.
Yeah.
When you're considering a special population like that. And so I guess what I'm trying to say is the toxic load that is happening with the abundance of things I listed earlier, it's increasing our inflammation in our bodies and our histamine response. And when those things happen, that's when the onset of different things become the increased risks and issues. And some people will say, well, I don't have like an obvious reaction to these things. And maybe because their body is just really good at detoxing and like methylating and getting things like out of there. But the thing I want to point out is it doesn't matter whether you're struggling and you have an instant reaction. It does impact the future generations through the role of genetics. There's an abundance of genetic testing now that is out there. And if you sit there and you take in that information, you're hearing that several of these things I listed earlier cause genetic damage, and it's been proven to cause a genetic mutation. And those different ones that are happening then are impacting the children and how it's getting passed down. So even if your generation, which may have been the first to be introduced to some of these things, it didn't impact you guys maybe quite as much. But then as you pass it down through your genetics, it impacts the next generation, the next, and the next. And then we keep seeing this because of the mutations that are occurring. Mm-hmm. And then your body can't detox things because those are the mutations that are getting messed with.
Wow. It kind of blows my mind because seriously, it just seems like America is getting more and more unhealthy.
Right.
And yet we're accepting it. But we shouldn't be accepting it. We should be looking at what's the cause and pointing the finger and the blame. And you know me, I'm pointing at the government.
Right.
The government's allowing this.
Well, it's that same show I was watching. I don't even remember what it was, but they started talking about the vaccines. And back when we had vaccines, we had polio and I think there was one other one, you know, and that was it.
Mm-hmm.
He said now they're up to 20, 30, 40 they put in one shot. Like, what's all that about?
Right.
You know.
Well, and just with those schedules that are out, which again, that's going to have to be a whole nother show. But when you're looking at the vaccine schedules that are for these children, and let's pretend for a minute that these children have those genetic mutations that does not allow their body to properly detox and eliminate things. Because they're like, oh, well, this is safe. This is the safe amount of aluminum we can put in there to help with this vaccine. Well, those children that have those genetic components all at once getting like four different shots in a visit, they can't detox those things. Yeah. And that's why you're seeing more vaccine injury. But then parents are being told it's normal and it's fine. Or like, oh, that fever will only last for like a week. Or, you know, oh, their stomach being upset, that's fine, as long as it goes away in a couple of days.
Right.
But they're not asking the ramifications of what did this just onset genetically? Because we're born with the genetics that we have, but depending on our environment, it activates that mutation and it causes problems.
And I'm fully convinced that these vaccines that we're now giving our children are not the same vaccines that you and I got.
No.
Okay. We're both right around knocking at the 65 age group. Okay.
A little more.
Yeah, I know, but I was going to cut you a little slack, you know, but the fact of the matter is we got a shot way back when, and it was probably really good.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
But do you trust them today? I mean, if you remember, Bill Gates jumped out and said, hey, if you don't take the Pelosi plague vaccine, we're going to shove it in your food.
Mm-hmm.
Are we guaranteed they're not already?
Mm-hmm.
So, folks, you got to think about this. Now, we're getting ready to go to commercial break, but I hope you'll stay tuned in with us because we're going to start drilling down some real details and get involved with some of this because it really is time that America, we wake up. We've got to wake up and become more healthy. I'm not asking you to be, you know, a tree hugger and try to be just, you know, eat health foods. I'm just saying, look at some of the crap that we're eating, and our government is letting people get by with serving it to us. Mm-hmm. Randy, take us to commercial and we'll be back.
Okay.
When your event is catered by Bobby's Country Cooking, it's like coming home to eat. And Bobby's makes it easy. 224-9500 for the best homestyle catering available with desserts to die for. The food you love for your next gathering. Bobby's Country Cooking, Little Rock.
All right, folks, we're back. And you know, we're talking about all this toxic that's in our food. And I was listening to a video, and I would really suggest that every one of us go to YouTube and start following RFK Jr. He said on a video, there's 1,000 chemicals that are outlawed in other countries that America allows in our food and in our diets.
Yeah, he's beating that drum big time right now. Yeah.
You know, it's ridiculous. So, Courtney, just keep going from there because we're learning.
Well, I think before we jump into red dye, which is one of them that is banned in multiple other countries, I just want to point out that the government agencies that are responsible for properly monitoring everything is the FDA, the EPA, the USDA, the CDC, and also... unfortunately, they've all teamed up with Big Pharma. And so it's one of those things of everyone can be like, oh, well, Big Pharma is like on its own. But it's not when they're getting government funding.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. So there's
follow the money.
I mean, you know, we beat that drum. It's your favorite drum to pound on. Yeah. But follow it's so true.
I know it.
You know, our politicians, our career politicians are becoming multimillionaires and allowing this to happen. In other words, they're poisonous. Your government is poisoning you because they're getting filthy rich off of it. Mm-hmm. I'm kind of the wild one. She's the brains of the family, and I'm the wild one. Okay.
And I'm the quiet one.
Yeah.
I think, too, the thing to point out is that anyone that wants to step up and challenge these things, they're, like, labeled as fear-mongers and people that, like, oh, you're just trying to, like, make everyone feel like they can't have anything. Well... also, why is it in everything? Why aren't people stopping to go, where are the alternatives? Why is it in everything?
Yes.
Because they're like, oh, well, it's because it's safe. But it's not safe because there's enough out there showing research-wise that it's not. And if other countries have banned it, then that... again, that doesn't make sense.
And, you know, offline, you and I were talking about, you said that you had gone to like the FDA website and mm-hmm. different government websites, and they have all these things listed saying how bad they are.
Right. You can find their own research, but they're like, well, there's not quite enough yet. Well, how much is enough?
Yeah.
Is my question.
Right.
To me, it's like, oh, if this is figured out in just like a handful of people, that feels like enough. It's like, what? Why are we, like, how many thousands? Like, what all do we need for it to be recognized?
Well, and like you were alluding to earlier, if one chemical is bad on its own and then they start dumping in all the others.
Exactly.
Think of what in the world we're eating and trying to digest.
Right.
I mean, I know that God made a wonderful body that can really purify itself and do all these things, but my gosh.
Well, it can't do that much. That's the problem. And then, too... everyone says, you know, when we get into dyes, because let's jump into red dye 40.
Okay.
So when we get into dyes, everyone's like, oh, well, they're used to make things more appealing. That's the big thing. Then again, I'm just trying to promote curiosity. But why, though? Why do they need to be more appealing? Well, my brain goes to, oh, it must be because of the low quality of products and food that these people are trying to shove at us.
I totally agree.
And it's covering it up.
Absolutely.
And so then it's covering up more chemicals and more things with the chemicals, with the dyes, to basically say, no, this looks nice. Just eat it.
And to me, I'm pretty elementary. Okay, I'm not the brightest bulb in the pack, but I got to tell you, some of it doesn't make sense. Okay? And we brought some items along here. Let me grab one.
Yeah.
Okay, here's one. Duncan Himes Creamy Cream Cheese Frosting, and it's white. Okay.
Right.
those of you that are watching on YouTube or on Rumble, okay, on video, you can see that, okay? It's white ice cream. Now, the reason I brought this is because Carol made cupcakes for James one time when we was in Texas. Mm-hmm. And she goes, oh, I don't want to make up, you know, homemade icing. I'll just run to the store and get some. She goes to the store. Guess what white icing has? It has red dye 40. So is red dye 40 red? Mm-hmm. Is it colorless? Does it have taste?
Well, that's the thing. It does have color. So then the question is, why does your frosting need, because if we then go to like, I don't know, maybe we need to hire someone that does art to come in. But with our color spectrum, it's going, what color was that icing in order for the red 40 to be put in it to then change it back to white? Like, why was it needed? For example, because Dad grabbed that Jell-O. This right here, this chocolate Jell-O right here. And I say chocolate.
Yeah.
If it didn't have the red 40, it would be the color green. Why? Because it doesn't have real chocolate in it.
Now, are you parents and grandparents listening to this podcast and paying attention? I mean, all we're doing today is throwing up a red flag saying you need to pay attention. I mean, this is ridiculous. And what really, you know, Courtney said, I'm just a caring mother that has to pay attention to this. Well, try being a pawpaw. I go to Texas and visit. Grandma goes to Texas to visit, and she makes some simple cupcakes and wants to throw some icing on it for her grandkid. And we're handcuffed.
Right.
Because of all the crap that's in this food. We can't give it to our grandson.
Right.
Take a look here. Blue Doritos. Cool Ranch.
Right.
This used to be one of James's favorites. Now he can't even eat it because of the red dye 40.
Right.
Let me give you one more and then we'll jump into the red dye 40. Okay, now here is and I'm not picking on them, but here is a cookie from Chicken Salad Chick. Okay? We go there yesterday for lunch. All right? And first thing we do, Court, is take a look at it. And what does it have in it?
Well, and that's the thing. This one actually didn't have the red dye, but it has the bioengineered food ingredients.
That sounds yummy.
And so it has like, and there's words in here I can't pronounce, but it's not good. It's not good for you. Like this is something that, again, if this is the primary source of your diet is processed foods, your body will continue to suffer with inflammation. And when inflammation sets in, it goes back to what we were talking at the beginning. That's when all those increased health risks and mental health risks come into play. And so that's the important part. But that was one that it's just chocked full of a bunch of stuff that is not good.
Before you jump into red dye 40, let me just do a couple of more, okay?
Okay.
Because these will really shock people, okay?
Yeah.
We're at the beach. July the 4th, here is some aloe vera gel.
Right.
Aloe vera gel.
Aloe vera gel.
Here's the deal. And that was the one that had the least amount of dyes in it. That one only has blue one, which is still not good for you. But the bottom line is there were others that sat there and had red 40, yellow 5, all these different colors into it. And it's aloe vera gel.
Here's one. Crest toothpaste. Wow.
And that one does have red 40 in it.
Why are they putting all this in our food and in all the stuff that we use?
Why does it need it?
That's what I'm saying. Why? It doesn't.
You won't find this elsewhere. Okay?
Yeah.
And going back to RFK one more time. Mm-hmm. Okay?
Yeah.
He did a video, Fruit Loops.
Oh, yeah. I saw that.
Do you know they make two different Fruit Loops? One for Canada.
Mm-hmm.
And one for America.
You saw the same one I did. Because Canada, they screen all that.
Oh, I'm sure you sent it to me.
That's probably what I did. It was on TikTok, I know. TikTok,
I don't even have to have subscription to TikTok because Randy's giving it all to me. But folks, we're laughing about this, but it's such a serious thing. Our neighboring country, Canada, will not allow the same Fruit Loops in. Why? Because they care for their people? Are there people not on the take like our career politicians?
It's something about the money. Yeah. I'm telling you, it's got to be something about the money.
Okay, Court, so start drilling down in your Red Dye 40 information
here. Since you were talking about other countries, let's take a look.
Okay.
Here are the list so far of banned countries that have banned Red Dye 40. So the United Kingdom, New Zealand, Australia, Japan, China, Denmark, Belgium, France, Switzerland. And the European Union, it's typically banned, you know, as they meet together. Because there's so many like small European countries that also have banned it. But they do allow the exception for some cherry flavored products. And the European Union requires those products, though, containing Red 40 to like have a warning label. So it's more than just, oh, I have to go dive in and read and look at the label for it. It like has its own warning label, like stated, like a black box kind of warning for their consumers.
Oh, something that we found here. Let me grab what. You know, Halloween isn't that far past us, folks.
Right.
But there were children walking around, okay, with little buckets full of poison that you and I gave them.
I gave a bunch of it.
Yeah, we did. Yeah. Look at all the little children that we poisoned. And what really, I got to looking at some of this stuff. You know what? Instead of putting it on the label, what does it say? Go to our website.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
They don't even put it on some of this stuff anymore.
Does the red licorice have it in it?
Uh-huh.
That was my favorite.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know.
And it doesn't have a taste. It's literally just for color. But if this will make you want to question it, though, Randy, just so you know, Red Dye 40, everyone's like, well, what is it even made from? It's a synthetic dye made from petroleum.
Well,
so
let me ask you this.
Pour it on your Cheerios in the morning.
Does it affect, you know, is there an age when you get to a certain age? Then it's, you know, I know nothing about medical. I'm going to tell you that.
Yeah.
But does it, when you get to a certain age, you say, oh, you're good now.
Right.
Go ahead and eat it.
I just took up cigar smoking. I've smoked 10 cigars in my life. I said, well, I got some catching up to do, you know? Yeah. So,
I mean, it's everyone's decision. And that's where I think, to circle back at the beginning, I listed off all of those things, right, that are our toxic load. And if I had to like advocate to parents to say, what's the one I should start with, Courtney? Like if they were asking me that, I would say Red Dye 40. And I'm about to kind of give you the reasons as to why.
Jump in.
I want you guys to hear just the noted adverse effects. These are things that, again, are stated through research. Mm-hmm. They're out there. You can go look. But also, because of our life with James and then also the privileged information that I get with my clients,
right.
I have witnessed these things happen.
Okay.
So, physical issues, inflammatory bowel syndrome, Crohn's disease, inflammation just in the body in general, migraines, and cancer. Just flat out there. That can sit there and cause that. Because one of the things with the red dye is it's even been proved to have a contamination of other chemicals that cause cancer. So it's not like it's a purified thing. Like it kind of like the way they develop it and they put these two different chemicals together to create the red dye, which again, I am not going to try to announce pronounce those. But it's one of those things of that's what happens. Then you have mental health issues. You get anxiety. And like this can also be just even like feeling really jittery, kind of like what you do with caffeine. But then also depression and even suicidal thoughts. There are literally some children, they kind of hit this wave, okay, when it red dye 40, the ones that are the most sensitive. So we're looking at like our neurodiverse populations, especially. When they get red dye 40 introduced, oftentimes it will get in their system. They start getting really hyper. They can't sit still. They're bouncing off the walls. Sugar gets the blame for it, by the way. I'm not like saying like sugar's like, it's not great, but listen, there are certain forms of sugar that are okay. And we don't want to live life where we can have nothing.
Right.
But sugar is getting blamed for something red dye 40 is actually causing. Mm. And parents don't even realize that. Mm. So if they went and they eliminated red dye 40, they will see a change in hyperactivity and different things. But I've literally seen episodes to where you sit here and you, these little neurodiverse kids get the red dye into them. They end up getting super hyperactive. Then all of a sudden they get highly aggressive. And then before the episode's over, they begin sobbing and become suicidal. And it's like this whirlwind that happens in them. And the parents are sitting there going, oh my gosh, what do I do? What is wrong with my kid? And that's like what that looks like, a full episode of someone, especially with the neurodiverse population.
And I've actually talked to parents that, you know, they have recognized that the red dye 40, they have a child that's a behavioral problem, mm-hmm. okay?
Yeah.
And then they have realized, oh, it's this red dye 40 stuff. They took it out of their diet. Now they got a wonderful kid.
Right. That can happen.
Absolutely.
And so it can. So it can increase your mental confusion, your aggression and agitation, hyperactivity, distractibility, basically like your ADHD-like symptoms. Also, it can cause allergies like hives and asthma. There have actually been some kiddos that go off red dye 40 and their asthma gets better.
Hmm. Wow.
And it's because their bodies, their histamine response was basically to the red 40 was causing the asthma. So then you go into your immune disorders and dysfunctions. And then, so Dr. Amen, I don't know who all knows about him, but if not, you should go look him up too, because he's going to have abundance of research because he does his special SPECT imaging. And he actually has brain scans on his website that you can go access that shows here's what the brain looks like before exposure to red dye 40 and after. Hmm. And the activity is astronomical.
Wow.
And he has that out there. He's out in California, but he has several different, the Amen Clinics is all over different parts of the U.S. But he's a big advocate, and he's coined a term called mindstorms, which he defines are issues with the brain's wiring and electrical activity. Literally, Red 40 has shown that on a scan.
I about a week ago, I actually started following him. I had mm-hmm. never even talked to you about him, to my knowledge.
Right.
But I started actually following
What's his name?
On X.
Dr. Amen.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Hey, folks, we're going to have to go to a break, but we'll go to this commercial, and then we'll come right back on this, okay?
Bobby's Country Cooking. It's like Sunday after church at Grandma's, except it's Monday through Friday, 10:30 to 2. Homestyle cooking with generous portions, entrees, sides, and desserts to die for. Dine in or get it to go. We're in the West Chase Plaza at the corner of Shackelford and Markham. Bobby's Country Cooking.
Okay, folks, we're back. You know, before we turn this back over to Courtney, I gotta tell you, you know, you brought up the fact of, hey, at my age, is it too late?
Right.
And I kind of made that statement. In fact, I made it to Hannah and Blake here the other day, talking to them, your daughter and son-in-law. And I said, you know, I'm 65. It's probably way too late for me. I got all this crap in my body and, you know, I don't know if I'll get it out. But if I was younger, I mean, honest to God, I'd go buy me 5 to 10 acres and I'd grow and raise everything that I was going to eat. I would not be going out here to the store and buying all this nasty stuff.
Right.
And even, you know, even something as simple as eggs.
Right.
Go find you a good organic person, farmer, you know, these little ma and pa places that are doing this, that you can buy all of this, mm-hmm. quit going to the store and buying all this nasty stuff. But Randy, the reason that this is becoming so big with me for personal reasons, but did you hear when you were a kid, did you hear a bunch of people having cancer and diabetes?
Not as much cancer, just more diabetes, you know, but not like...
When I was a young kid... My mother had an aunt that had cancer. Mm-hmm. That's the only person that I can remember. I'm 65 years old. I was born in 1959. Okay, so somewhere in the 60s, I know of one person. But now, everybody you talk to has cancer. It's ridiculous. And why is that? Because of this stuff that's getting put in our food, and our government is allowing it.
Right.
Well, I'll get off that rant, but go ahead, Court. I'll throw it back to you.
Just some other things I wanted to note is going back to, like, just again, the U.S. and them allowing red dye 40 into our foods, knowing what it can cause, is that, one, it's not just in foods. Here's like a good long list, just so you guys know, because you have to start reading labels.
Yes.
And we'll get into that in a minute. But as far as where it's found in, so we have candy, we have condiments, snack foods, baked goods, beverages. This is including Gatorade, energy drinks and sodas, salad dressings and sauces, dairy products, frozen desserts, breakfast cereals, fruit bars, pharmaceuticals. Yeah, even the very thing that your doctor says, hey, go take this to get better. It has red 40 in it or yellow 5 or something else because they're all colored. Ask yourself, how did they get those colors? Lotions, shaving cream, body wash, cosmetics, toothpaste. These are just a few things to list off. And then we have, as we're looking on the labels, used to it just said, you know, red dye 40. Now there it goes by several alternative names.
Yes, you mentioned that too.
Yes.
Yes.
Because it was a whole thing of there would be times we would give James something we thought might be safe, and then he had a reaction that in my brain I'm going, this is like what when he has red dye. And so then I'm looking back on the label. How did I miss this? Oh, it's not because I missed it. It's because they decided to rename it.
Yeah.
So then whenever people start checking labels, you're now, why are companies switching what they're calling it? And why is the FDA allowing that? So it goes by several different names. We have Allura Red AC, C, I'm guessing this is a C like I.
I think so.
I think so too. It's like C dot I dot, and it has numbers. So 16035. C dot I dot food red 17, FD and C red number 40, then red 40, red number dot 40. These are all the things that contain red dye 40.
I'm looking at my Topo Chico carbonated
you
water.
You had Randy so up. Shook. He's been over there reading the label on
I'm
his
ready
water.
To throw it out, but am I safe? You think?
You know? Well, and
it's Topo Chico. I think it's made in Mexico, though. It's not here.
Oh, well, you're safe. They don't allow it over there, probably.
They don't even know what it is.
Right.
Now, with this Red Dye 40, mm-hmm. you also said, and God forbid, Randy, that we're getting ready to agree with something that California, of all places, is doing. Courtney, let me pitch it to you. Talk to me about California.
Okay, so California so far, as of right now, is the only state in the U.S. that's actually looking at making movements against certain chemicals in our foods. Okay?
Is everybody going to clap here? Do we need to have an applause for that?
I don't think so. Not yet.
Okay, we'll go
you haven't
far.
Heard the whole story.
Well, I know. It's interesting because they have two different things going on, okay? So first off, they had a California Food Safety Act that was back in 2023 go through, and it's more talking about the manufacturer distributing of just different containing food additives such as BVO, potassium brotamate. I'm going to try to say some of these.
That's right. That's gotta be right.
Like, and then this one though is more red dye 3, and then it has like a polyparaffin that also, again, all chemicals. If you go Google each one, you'll learn about those. So that one's like an overarching one that is really good that they kind of got going. But again, some of these don't take effect until 2027 because it's going to take them that long to like break it down and give different companies the ability and time to change things up. The most recent one that came through was the California School Food Safety Act, which is Assembly Bill 2316. Now, this is just in the school cafeterias. They are going to be banning red 40, yellow 5, yellow 6, blue 1, blue 2, and green 3.
Cool.
But again, doesn't come into effect until 2027. Wow. And that's just in the school cafeterias. So it's not like in the stores or anything like that. It's just saying that at school.
Bobby's? Which I mean, Bobby's?
We
don't have it.
You don't have it. You make sure, huh?
That's right.
It's one of those things where, I mean, it's going to give the teachers a break, right? Because if they have like a neurodiverse student or even a neurotypical student that goes and gets an adverse reaction from Red 40, maybe gets like really just inattentive or distracted or hyper, like in their seats and stuff for learning after lunch, at least it's going to eliminate that problem.
Courtney, I remember this is before your time, probably, but Larry, you remember when the FDA started to require just the listing of stuff there. Mm-hmm. We used to not have that.
We used to not have it.
And then I know it took so long and they gave them so many years to have all the ingredients posted on there, especially the carbs and all. That's when everybody started watching carbs and the Atkins diet and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. So I remember that was years ago, and it took so long just to get the labels of what was in there.
Right.
On the packages.
Oh, absolutely. And so California is at least addressing the situation in the school lunches.
Right.
Okay. We'll give them that much credit. Now they're working on, if I'm not mistaken, Courtney, another bill that you're saying.
Well, that's what I was saying. The first one was the Food Safety Act, and that is going to, it has 1, 2, 3, 4, like 5 different additives that they're looking at banning that I read earlier. One of which is red dye 3, which for whatever reason, James really wants me to throw in there that red dye 3 is derived from a parasite. So just so everyone knows.
Yeah.
They dried up a parasite, they crushed it up and decided to, hey, this is safe to put in your food.
Sometimes I don't like eating with my grandson because he tells me, Papa, you do realize that there's bugs in that, right?
Right.
I'm like, well, they taste good, okay?
Well, I saw one drug that was from a jellyfish. Now that, you know.
Yeah.
But... yeah, I think it was some kind of brain drug or something.
So, you know, if you're listening to this and you think, well, these guys are just nuts, you know, and they brought his daughter on and you know, and all. Hey, we're giving you the bill numbers and everything else for you to go to look at. We're giving you facts.
Right.
So if Hillary Clinton wants to purge this from the internet like she would love to do, okay? Folks, we're giving you facts. You need to pay attention. Parents, grandparents, you need to pay attention and listen to what we're saying here and begin to look at what you are digesting. And particularly if you're younger and particularly with your kids, but just like Courtney alluded to, it's the fact that the next generation is the one really paying the price.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't hear a lot about cancer and diabetes when I was young, but guess what? A generation, all of a sudden I start hearing about it. Now, my kids are like, well, you know, Dad, you know, so-and-so had it, so are we going to have it too? Well, who knows? All this genetic mess, and they keep shoving all this in our food, and this is where we're headed, folks. So you've got to start doing your homework.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You really do.
Right, and like I gave you that list earlier to look at of understanding it's not just in foods, it's in your cosmetics.
Yes.
It's in just different lotions and different things.
My aloe vera gel. My toothpaste.
It can absorb in there. And so I do want to say this is for us, what we've done, because it can feel so difficult when you're fighting against something so much bigger than yourself. We have spent a long time like really looking through like different alternatives for James. So then that way he does feel like, oh, I have this in its place, or this is a really, you know, fun piece of candy or some chips or different things of that nature.
Right.
And we've found multiple alternatives, and some of the sweet ones that are James's favorite, which I like to keep on hand. So if we're going to like a birthday party, or if the teacher emails me and says, hey, here's the treat we're giving the whole class, you know, can your kid have this? And I have to say no, because it has like red 40 all through it. I sit there and I send him with an alternative, and we've worked that out with the school. So it's really about advocating and in the schools, advocating for your families and, you know, contacting your representatives and people, because on both sides of the aisle here, they're not doing their jobs. And everyone needs to start stepping up and asking more questions. And so here are some of our sweet alternatives, just some different brand names we like. There's Yum Earth, Joyride, Unreal, Black Forest, Smart Sweets, Heaven and Earth, which is like, he likes all the taffies from there. Johnny Pops, which are popsicles. And then even in gum and mints, there's red dye 40 and aspartame and all these things. And so we get Pure, the brand P-U-R, so Pure or Simply Mints. And those are the ones that we like to use. But there really are great alternatives out there. Just go to some different stores like Sprouts, Market Street, Whole Foods. Some of them you can order off of Amazon. But just do your due diligence and start looking at labels and start questioning. And when you see them chopped full of lots of different things, understand that that is all going into your toxic load and in your inflammation bucket. And then your body, based on your genetics, is going to decide what it does with it. And then therefore decides what risk you end up with.
And Courtney will remember probably a year ago, we came to Texas to visit on a weekend. And she goes, hey, James has a birthday party to go to. I said, okay, well, we'll go. Well, guess what? As the parent and grandparents, we're patrolling, okay, because he's a little kid. He's going to run around and want to stick a hand in a bucket of chips and eat it or a cupcake and things like that. We're now patrolling, making sure he doesn't forget, hey, you can't have that, okay? And the mom was so gracious, she actually got a cupcake, if I'm not mistaken, that made sure at the bakery they do not have anything red dye 40 in it, okay? That's because it really is harmful to him. So, folks, I can kind of start wrapping this up by simply saying, if you have a child that has behavioral problems, health issues, maybe asthma, different things like that, mental health problems that Courtney talked about, okay? If your child has some depression or even suicidal thoughts or just any of these things that we're mentioning here today, you know, give your child some help. Please reach out to them. Start reading labels. Find the people on the internet. Start following the people on X and going to websites and reading and seeing what's going on. You might have a perfectly healthy child if you will change their diet and do something beneficial for them. And I'm honestly, I'm crying out to you to do this because as a pawpaw, it's horrible, horrible to have to pay attention to every bite of food that goes in your grandson's mouth. I'm being so serious with you today. Please pay attention. Start reading the labels and start taking care of that child. You're not going to beat it out of them, whip them out of them. You're not going to discipline. You're not going to ground them. It could be just simply the intake that they have. And if you will change that intake, you can't put garbage in and not expect garbage out. Make the change. Pay attention. This is just the first of one of these podcasts that you're probably going to hear from us. Courtney, we're going to have you back. We so appreciate you coming. And I've just enjoyed this. And I hope in some ways we've possibly scared you enough to go and pay attention.
Tomorrow starts the same old thing again.